Did you see the photos of Carrie Fisher in the papers today? Some very weird photos that she posed for. She's hiding behind the curtains. She's dressed in what looks like Homer Simpson's muumuu and looking a bit like Mama Cass. There's a really bizarre vibe coming from the photos. And I'm led to believe that she actually set up the photos herself. So it's all about Carrie Fisher. And, you know, it was a little bit of a weird vibe coming, and I think I know why. She later revealed at a media conference that while acting as Princess Leia, she used cocaine while filming on the Ice Planet set, shooting Star Wars in the early 70s. Now, Carrie's in Sydney to promote her one-woman tell-all show, and she revealed that while shooting Star Wars, she did whatever drugs she could get her hands on to get high or to stay on the train, as she likes to put it. And around the same time, she was hanging out with her then-husband Dan Aykroyd and his Blues Brothers mate, John Belushi. And look, we all know what happened to John Belushi. Comical genius, God rest his soul. But should you really need to do drugs on the set of Star Wars? Shouldn't the Force be powerful enough? And wouldn't it have been weird enough with all the crazy characters walking around? Can you remember this music? That's right, it's the bar scene from Star Wars, in the very first Star Wars movie. Now, I've been told that this scene is pretty much what it feels like when you're very stoned. So I reckon any drugs that Carrie Fisher would have taken onto the set would have been a complete waste of money. And you know what? I don't reckon Princess Leia was the only person doing drugs on the Star Wars set. I've got to reckon clearly Chewbacca was doing ice. He was always very angry, a hairy Wookiee. And I reckon C-3PO might have been popping a little bit of ecstasy. He was always so polite and so caring. And what about Jabba the Hutt? Always puffing on a very suspicious-looking hooker. And Darth Vader, well, you don't get a voice like that without pulling on a few too many herbal cigarettes, if you know what I mean. And maybe that's what they mean when they talk about a galaxy far, far away, man.